We're learning the end of the davening, which is really not even part of the Shemona Esrei, but nonetheless, we still recite it as though we're saying Shemona Esrei. Before we take our steps back, still standing with our feet together, the paragraph of Elokai Nesor. Now, before Elokai Nesor, there is a sentence. In which some people have the custom to recite. It's the way it's written in the art scrolls. Many hold that this verse should be recited here by individuals on the Chazan, which is a way to end off the actual brachos which were instituted, and then afterwards these additional supplications, namely that of Elokai Nesor. If you look at the translation, may the expressions of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart find favor before you, Hashem, my Rock and my Redeemer, which we're going to discuss in greater detail next time. But there's something very significant about this paragraph. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, that when a person says, Yehi Ratzon, says the Seder Hayom, Yilu Ratzon Hu Mesugul L'Kamin Yonim. There's a tremendous inyan to say this particular sentence at this time. If you look at the sentence, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Tchiloso Yud V'Sofo Yud. You have the first word, the letter in Yehilu Yu is a Yud. And the very end of that sentence, the Goali, is also a Yud. Put them two together. Okay, Hashem. That's one interesting note about this pasuk. Obviously, it's a very important pasuk to recite for that alone. In addition, Tevosav Yud. If you count the amount of words in this pasuk, he says that there's 10. Indeed, there's 10. So he says, L'chein sarach l'omru b'nachas l'chavin u'moyel harbi l'kabel tefilosav l'yoshav reikam. A person should say this particular sentence slowly, in the proper kavana, and by doing so, it will be a way that your tefillos will be accepted, that you're not going to be left empty-handed. So it makes sense that after we finished all of the Amida, we just finished the Shemona Esrei, hopefully we had a little bit of kavana, certainly by the first paragraph, maybe through the whole Shemona Esrei, we say this sentence to say to Hashem that we hope it's not just lip service, not just imrei fi, but also the Hegyon Liba Fanecha, something which came internally from my heart, something which was a true tefillah, an avodah shibboleth. Now, with that said, we can understand perhaps the next paragraph of Elokai Nesor. Now, this has nothing to do with the institution of the Shemona Esrei, the brachos. In fact, the Gemara has an entire block discussing different tefillos that were added on after the Shemona Esrei by different sages. For example, Rav, the Talmud says, Basis Seluse Omer Hachi. After he finished the Shemona Esrei, he would have his own paragraph. And it went something like this. Yehiratzon Lefanecha, Shem Elokeinu, Shetitin Lanu Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shel Sholom, Chaim Shel Tova, etc. Which is what we say in Rosh Chodesh by Shabbos Mevorachim. Which is interesting that that's actually was instituted, he used to say it, as part of the Shemona Esrei, at the end of the Shemona Esrei.
Some institute at the end was Tfilas Rav.
Oh, in this particular...
In Berachas HaKodesh,
they add that... Right, because this, in fact, was Rav, who didn't say it as part of Berachas HaKodesh, but nonetheless, we took that tefillah. Similarly, Rebbe, the Gemara says, Basis Lusi Amar Hachi, he said a different tefillah. He said, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetasilenu miazuponim, miazusponim, miadamra, mifegara. Now that, he used to say at the end of the Shemona Esrei. Here, of course, we say that right after brachos. So we see that for various reasons, we borrowed the various supplications that these sages said, and we inserted in different places. However, the Gemara tells us, kind of in between all of the different tefillos, Mar Bered Ravina, Mar, the son of Ravina, Kihavi Mesayim Sluse, when he finishes tefillah, Omer Hachi, he said, Elokai Neselishoni. So the way that we came about this particular paragraph but it's actually based on a Gemara in Brachos in Yitzayin Amud Aleph. So the question, which I'm sure there's many answers to, is why this particular choice? There's so many different, I'll just pick three randomly. There's so many different of the Tanoim, the Amoraim, were engaged in including different tefillos. Why this idea of Elokeinu so Shoni? So one possibility is, if we read the first sentence of this tefillah, of Elokeinu so Shoni Mirah, my God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Person just davening the Shemona Esrei, standing with Ne'amelach, you're standing in front of Hashem, and the question is, afterwards, maybe we go about our day in a manner which may be less than dignified according to the Torah law. And therefore, it's very important for us to realize that what we say has impact, not just when we're saying it, but also our tefillos themselves. If we're someone that says things, we make promises, we don't keep them, our words really have no value, they have no meaning. And therefore, we're asking Hashem, in order for our tefillos to be accepted, Elokeinu so Lashon Mirah, make sure that, help me, give me the guidance that I will have the ability to speak properly throughout the entire day. And that's perhaps the significance of why this is recited at this time. Now, just for a moment, it's brought down in Halacha, what happens if the Chazan is now about to continue repetition of the Shemona Esrei, and he gets the Kedusha, maybe Modim, Kaddish, and here you are in the midst of Elokeinu so. So it's actually worthwhile to hear the sentence, which I'm sure we've read on page 118 in the Art Scroll. It says that some authorities maintain that since the Hilaratzon concludes the Shemona Esrei prayer, it should be recited before Elokeinu so. And that's the reason why many people do so. Others hold that since the sages have appended Elokeinu so, Shemona Esrei is not over until the end of Elokeinu so, at which point Hilaratzon should be said. To accommodate both views, some authorities hold the Hilaratzon should be recited both times. Because the problem, obviously, is we love this pasuk so much, we're saying it basically only a few sentences in between. So that's the reason why we say the tefillah Hilaratzon immediately after Hamavarachas Amar Yisrael Hashalom, and then immediately after the paragraph of Elokeinu so, as it's actually it's part of it. Now, we look in the Shulchan Aruch, it tells us that Ein Nachon Lomer Tachanunim Kodem Hilaratzon. It's not proper to recite supplications such as Elokeinu so before Hilaratzon. El Acher Siyum Shemona Esrei Miad Yom Hilaratzon. He says, it's brought down the Machaber, that you should always say the Hilaratzon, the first one. The Imbo Lachsul Amru Pamacheres Acher Hatachanunim Harshus Biyado. He says the second time, that's something which is Barshus Biyado, that's really almost optional, if you will. Now again, when it comes to reciting certain tefillos, Machaber tells us as follows: Imbo lahavsik v'anos kaddish kedusha. You want to say certain tefillos. Bein shemona esrei lihiratzin upoisik. You just said hamavarachas ma'isol v'ashulam, and that's it. So the Machaber says you cannot interrupt. Shehiratzon mechlal hatfilahu, because this hiratzon is part of the shemona esrei. But after you say the hiratzon, then it's okay. The Ber Heitev tells us that's exactly what a person should do. You say the hiratzon first, and then another time at the very end. So as it says over here, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, but to conclude the words in the Art Scroll, it says that while one is reciting a Elokeinu so, a person is preferable to recite Hilaratzon before responding, but if there's not enough time to do so, the responses should be said anyway. And the responses are Baruch Hu, the Amen after Hakel Kadosh, and Shema Tefillah, which are the concluding segments of the first three paragraphs, and also the middle, with Shema Tefillah. You can answer Amen Hishmi Rabba, and the last Amen of the Half Kaddish. And in Kedusha, the two verses of Kadosh and Baruch Hu, and the three words of Modi Menachnu Lach.